Story number 6. Diana's tiger dream. Diana had a beautiful big bedroom with big windows and a big balcony. She had lots of different computer games, DVDs, CDs, and clothes. She had new roller skates and a new guitar and hundreds of coloring pencils, but Diana wasn't a happy child. "Oh, I want to be happy," Diana thought one day when she went to bed. "I know. I can ask Mom and Dad to buy me a longer skateboard, a nicer bike, and some more exciting games." "Yes, that's a good idea," she thought and went to sleep. That day, she had a very strange dream. In her dream, Diana saw a lake and a big mountain. There was a small white boat in the water. She got into it and sailed to a cave where she could see on the other side of the lake. It was very quiet and dark near the rocks in front of the cave. Diana couldn't hear any birds or any animals. She could only hear the wind. She couldn't see the top of the mountain. She could only see the light of the moon and stars on the water. Diana jumped out of the boat. She saw some steps in the cave and went down, down, down inside the mountain. The cave got darker and darker and darker. Diana counted the steps. 44, 45, 61, 62, 97, 98, 99, 100. At the bottom of the steps, Diana saw a small orange light in front of her. It got bigger and bigger. "It's a tiger," Diana thought. The tiger walked slowly towards her, but Diana didn't feel afraid. "Ask me a question, child," the tiger said quietly. "Why aren't I the happiest child in the world?" Diana asked. "I have hundreds of games in my bedroom, hundreds of different clothes, hundreds of CDs that I can listen to, and DVDs that I can watch." "People aren't happy because they have things, child," the tiger said. "Be kind to your friends and be kind to animals and enjoy the light from the sun, moon, and stars. Do that and you can be happy again." Then Diana woke up. She heard her phone. Her friends never called her before breakfast. "Hi, Diana. It's Jack here. You and I never talk at school because you're always too busy, but I can't do our music homework." "You're very good at music. Can you help me with that? I've got a new guitar too." "I know you're very good at playing the guitar. Can you help me learn to play the guitar too?" Diana thought about her dream. She smiled and said, "Yes, Jack. I can help you with the homework this afternoon. And we can talk about guitars then too." Diana went downstairs to have her breakfast. In the kitchen, her mom said, "Diana, we've got something for you. But I don't want a nicer bag or a..." Diana started to say. Her mom pointed to a black and orange kitten and said, "That found it in the street last night. Be kind to it. It needs a good friend." Diana told about her dream again. She picked the kitten up and smiled at it. "Hello," she said. "You're like a tiger, I know, but you're smaller and more beautiful." "I feel very happy this morning, Mum," she said. "I can help my new friend Ben to do his homework and to learn his guitar. I can be kind to this funny little kitten. And look at the sun. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. Wow, I feel great!